This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
The Alliance for Education recently announced that they will honor Nate Miles with their inaugural Public Education Advocacy Award. And with me this morning to talk about the award is... Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good. Yeah, can you hear me? Yes,
I can hear you.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Nate, first of all, congratulations on being honored with this award.
Mm-hmm. Well, it came as a little bit of a surprise, but God is good, Chris. That's all I can tell you.
I know that's right. Nate, you know, it's not very often that someone is the inaugural recipient of an award. You know, how does that feel to be the first recipient of this award, particularly as it relates to the organization that it came from?
Well, that's one of the real big pieces of this and why it was so not just important, but from a Black person's standpoint, from now on, when they look at the award, number one, I think it's symbolic because I guess sometimes they wonder how much Black people care about their children and their children's education. And this award, the Alliance for Education, really focuses on that.
All right.
To have them win their top award and win it in the inaugural way, I think it really gave me a special sense of importance. And so I've really been happy about that piece. And maybe some realize what that says, and maybe they don't. But for us, you know, we don't get counted sometimes as saying, oh, yeah, you know, these people really care about education. You know, they're not at some of the PTA meetings. They're not featured on television. They're not, quote, the model minority when it comes to looking out for their kids. You know, people really do care about their kids, Chris. It's what got us out of slavery in many instances. It's what, you know, they tried to stop us, Frederick Douglass and others, Booker T. Washington. They wanted to hold us down by keeping us in slavery, by not letting us learn how to read. They understand if you can read, you can make it in this society, you know. It's why the first thing they've done is gone back and start trying to take books off the shelf and rewrite history. But it's not going to work because the history's already out there now. And people are reading it. You got the internet. And people are reading on the internet to figure out some of this stuff. So getting that first award really meant a lot to me.
Right. And they... Many people know you as a very active member of our community, but some may not be aware of your commitment and advocacy as it relates to education, whether it's the UNCF, the Alliance for Education, or a number of other educations. You have been very supportive of a number of education initiatives, including being instrumental in establishing the African-American Male Achievement Department with the Seattle Public Schools.
Exactly. And when they got ready to put that piece into place, it was something that we wanted to definitely make sure that was there, that the funding was there for. We had a white woman who was in the district at the time, and we wanted her to know that not only was that a significant part of it, because if you aggregate the data, you saw who was failing in the system, or I shouldn't say failing in the system, I should say that the system was failing and not letting down, and that special emphasis needed to be put on. And so we turned and we said to people like the Alliance for Education, be a partner with us in this and bring focus and insight onto what's happening. And so that's what they did and said, let's make this a big emphasis. And millions of dollars, I think about $4 or $5 million in the private sector, if not more, were raised. And more importantly, the school district said that this is going to be a priority for us to get up here and to make this thing happen. And so that's one of the things that, you know, as we look at now, we have to hold their feet to the fire and make sure that the outcomes are there.
Right. And they, you know, what drives your passion? Why are you such an advocate for education here locally?
A couple of things. Chris, one was the way that I was raised, and you know, my parents, you know, they used to tell me that you get your education because no matter what they do to you, they can't take your education away from you. Once it gets inside your brain, once you have it in your heart, they can't take that away from you. And that was instilled in me. It's what I drive into my kids, which is why, you know, I've done so much to get them educated, which is why all my nieces and nephews and other young people that I work with, you know, I just try to tell them, you know, get your education because it can take you far. And I'm so, you know, proud of the number. I was just counting the other day, my wife Leslie and I were going through, and I think I got up to 14 or 15 kids that we are personally responsible for getting through college. You know, we don't go around beating our chests, and it's like probably you and certainly the Bennett family. I can't even imagine how many kids and families you've helped, you guys got, because I just happen to know about your, every year you guys do the coat drive and you have a foundation, and just the hundreds, if not thousands, of young people that you help go off to college, and you start them off young, giving them a bike. And then we used to have the Mount Zion Educational Excellence Program, where we'd give them bikes and savings bonds. And, you know, and we didn't want to just give them toys. We wanted to give them a bike to get to school. We gave them savings bonds so that it gave them the idea, save your savings bond for, you know, two or for 15, 20 years when you get ready to go to college. It gave them some money to get off to a decent start. It didn't pay all of their tuition and that sort of stuff, but those are the things, having your parents tell you that and seeing what it did for me, because were it not for education and being able to work at a place like the Seattle Medium, which helped give me my start in along the way, then I know, you know, it could have been a much different path for me. And it was simply education. And it drives it to, if it worked for me, I know it'll work for them. That, in the grace of God, they're, you know, It can really help people.
Right. And Nate, before I let you go, as it relates to education, how can people in our community best honor the sacrifices, trials, and triumphs of our ancestors who paved the way for us to have access to the educational opportunities that are available to us today?
Oh, probably the easiest way is the Seattle School Board meets on Wednesday night. Go out there and make your voices heard. Make your voices heard. Don't let them think that we don't care. When they don't see you at these PTA meetings, they go, well, they don't care about what's happening in here. They don't show up at the school boards and they don't show up to vote for the levies that we have going through, which are going to increase what we have over here. Make your voices heard. Make your votes count. Go out and register people when it's a levy that's being voted on, so that they can see you with your shirt on. Get your NAACP shirts that you can, and go over there. Join the NAACP education committee so that they know, and you can all show up with your T-shirts on so that they know there was a group of people that came and who do care about education. And then when you go to these school board meetings, to have 5-10 black people show up together, it'll be more than they've ever seen walk up in there that's not mad about something, that's not mad about a teacher and the way that the teacher cares, walk up in there when they're getting ready to vote on the budget. That's when we need to show up. Walk up in there to give support to Brandon Hersey and some of these guys who we only have one black person that's sitting on that school board walk up in there to give support to Brent Jones, the superintendent over there, because that lets him know that we've got somebody behind him and he's not out there by himself, so that he will take bigger and better risks to go out on the line to ask for things for black students unapologetically, because that's what you're going to have the people from Laurelhurst show up, the people from Ballard show up, the people from White Center show up. We have to show up. We have to show up in big numbers, and we have to let them know that our voice will not be taken for granted. You know, we're such a huge part of that, of the school district. I don't know the exact percentage, but I know it's getting near 50%, if not more, of the students that are, of the total students that are in that school district. So let's go in there and act like it. And I think that that'll be one of the biggest things that we can do, is to honor our ancestors by showing them that we're showing up and we're showing out for what they, you know, for the leg up that they gave us. We're standing on their shoulders, so let's stand proud.
Right. Well, Nate, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show. Congratulations on your award, but also just as important, just really providing that message, that last message you provided to our community, because I think that's vitally important, and hopefully people take heed to your words this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris. And as I always say, whether I'm talking to you or Mr. Barrow or anybody that's involved with the medium and the Rhythm and News and the radio station, thank you for what you guys do, because you are truly a voice to and for the people. Because if it wasn't for you, and I say this, and I don't say it just because friendship, just because, you know, I'm on your show and you said to come on, this is what we need, because education is what gets us every week. You can count on seeing that medium out with a fresh set of news and what the mayor is doing and what's happening in our city. And if you're not picking up and subscribing to that newspaper, then shame on you. If you're saying they're not showing our news and what's happening in our committee, in our community, there's a way to do it. Pick up that newspaper. Pick up that, tune into that radio station. Call those advertisers and tell them, hey, I heard your ad on the medium. I heard your ad on KRIZ, because they listen to that. They say, how do you get your news? I get my news from KRIZ, or listen to KRIZ, and then call those places and tell them, I listened to KRIZ and I heard your ad. Tell them at the store, because that will get back to them. And that's the only way we can keep building our voice. And so keep doing what you're doing, because we love having you out there, and it's a great source for us to get that voice for us. So thank you for what you do.
All right, I appreciate
and
it.
I know
thank
you didn't
very much.
Pay me. I know you didn't pay
I did
me
not.
To do it either.
did not
pay me to do it, but I mean it. But I mean it. It's how we build. Each one reach one, and each one teach one. You're teaching people every day. So we rise, we climb as we rise, and all of that.
So thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Best congratulations again on the award, and just best wishes to you and your family and in all of your future endeavors.
Thanks, Chris. You guys too. Have a good week.
All right.